It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Surfside Invitational at Ramblewood Country Club. Everybody had a good time today. Rain did not stop them from a good time. When you tell a bunch of people you're going to take the day off of work and drink and play golf, there is nothing that is going to stop those people from doing it.
Well, and you just learned about that today, I think.
Yes.
Because you were like, man, it's kind of tough out here or whatever. And they're like, beats being in the office.
Yep. Nobody cared. Yep. Everybody said the same thing. They're like, yeah, so give me Surfside. I was like, okay, I'll do it.
Just pushing Surfsides all day.
pushing Surfsides.
Well,
that's what we're here for.
That's the gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
What's up, you bunch of jerks?
Oh, boy.
How you guys doing?
That's all right. Great. You guys are all jerks.
Yeah, yeah. Just so jerky.
Yep.
All right. So what I have for you today, because there's a new entry into the worst versions of Spike.
Oh, great, great, great.
This is high-level stuff.
Yep.
Number five, this
can't... Well, do you want to say what it is?
What is
the top five versions of Spike?
The worst versions of Spike.
Worst versions.
Yeah, leave out that part.
Yeah. The top five worst versions of Spike. Number five is Sixers High Horse Spike,
which
a lot of that yesterday. You know, a lot of it today.
Wait a minute, I wasn't High Horse yesterday.
There's some moments of high horsery.
Ah,
for sure.
You know,
high horsery.
You know. He does his little baseball podcast.
Here we go.
And he sees the thousands of
people. We'll get there.
All right.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there.
All right.
Oh, no, there's a crossover last night.
Okay.
Yeah. Fourth worst version of Spike is Factory Farm Pre-Trees. Pre-Tree Spike?
Dude, I only bring it up when people get on me.
What are we talking about?
About factory farming.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Like, you don't want me to say.
Uh-oh.
Oh, is that with the food?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like,
yes, please.
When you start putting
the cows are here.
Spare us.
The chickens are here.
I'm with Jack on this one. Yeah, I don't need to hear this.
Well, then don't tell me I eat like a bunny, and I won't tell you where your food comes from. Then, like, here's the deal I'm going to make with you. If you don't ask me where I get my protein, I won't tell you where yours comes from. That's the deal. That's the trade-off we're going to have.
All right.
And you guys leave me alone generally with that.
Nah, we don't. Yeah, we know you fire back.
We don't want to hear that.
That's all. I'm not preaching unless I get backed into a corner.
Yeah, and then we get back in the corner.
Yep.
There he comes.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's the cow from? You want to know what they do to the cows?
Yeah.
Nope,
yeah.
Tastes good.
Don't start that.
Well, see, they don't lactate unless...
Oh. Yep, I know.
All right.
There it is.
I'm just... Okay.
Third worst version.
I mean, everybody thinks dairy's okay. It's not okay. All right, okay.
The third worst version of Spike. Now, thankfully, I think this one's in the rearview mirror, which is good, but house Spike.
Yeah.
While first off, getting the house, that was the whole process.
Oh, the house Spike.
The work on the house is now seemingly done. Yep. I was talking to Val last night. She's not too thrilled about the 83-inch TV as you are.
She hates it.
She hates the 83-inch TV.
She says too bright. Yep. I'm like, what are you talking about?
She said she was watching the Phillies game from three rooms away.
Yes. You can see it literally three rooms away. You actually can. But
that sounds
I
like a good TV to me.
Yes. Thank you.
That sounds like a good TV.
So I said, while I was cooking something for dinner, it goes kitchen, then dining room, and then living room. I was like, oh, I can just see the TV
you just
from here.
Right here, yeah.
And she goes, I know. She said, again, we see the same things differently. We're sitting on the couch, and she'll go, it feels like we're in the screen. And I'll be like,
that's
yeah.
the point.
Are you kidding me?
That's what's great about
it's
this.
It's amazing.
Are you going to have to get sunglasses or like to watch your TV?
Truthfully, she's like, we're just going to have to redo the living room. I was like, why? We got to move the couch back further
away. Yeah, we're too close,
from the television.
Simply too close.
I'm not having any problems. Yeah. She literally doesn't even sit in the room.
Yeah.
She sits in a different room.
83, that's...
It's a huge
That
TV.
Can be. That's.
Is,
I
it,
mean,
is it the size of this, of our backdrop here?
No.
No.
How far... Hold on. How long is our backdrop, you think?
This is at least 100 inches.
All right. So a little bit smaller.
It's like
than
a projector screen.
Yeah, it's like an 83-inch TV, I think, is 72 inches end-to-end. Because
it's this way.
It's diagonal.
Yes.
Is what they measure.
That's how they do it. Interesting. Yeah. But House Spike, is that over, or is it just, you know?
No, House Spike is generally over. It's
nice.
Just it's unpacked Spike now, but that's that I'm unpacked.
Yeah.
I don't think we have, the only thing left we have to actually install is when Gaida comes and does the windows, but that project is, like, they're ordered. We're waiting on them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, House
Good
Spike is done. Yeah.
Good to hear. The second worst version of Spike is Remote Broadcast Spike.
Oh, that I would have considered that is the worst version.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, things aren't going well. Well, not in the studio. We haven't been in the studio in five straight shows, four straight shows.
Yeah,
I got to admit.
Yeah.
You've held on pretty good these 5 days.
I was going to say, for as bad as Remote Spike could be,
right?
I think I'm doing great.
I was actually expecting you to snap.
Oh, today?
Yesterday or either today, one of them.
Yesterday?
Yesterday would have been understandable, though.
If there was a
lot going on.
If there was a time I was going to snap, it was yesterday.
Yeah. Sure.
I thought it was actually...
It was pretty good.
You're good?
Better than I've been.
Somebody irritated you a little bit.
Oh, well, let's get to it. Number one, the worst version of Spike is Lottery Party Spike.
Yep.
So on edge.
Yep.
I think Fran wasn't getting the reads ready fast enough.
We're yep.
Like, Frank, can you separate the reads and stop talking?
Well, it was 1:30, and everybody's dicking around and
there
joking.
It is. Yep.
And it's one page every minute.
Yep.
It's like, I got to put the reads in my computer so I can give the computer to Justin. Could you just separate them? It should have been done a half an hour ago.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I was trying to mess with Spike during the show.
Nope.
Didn't even see me.
No.
Just kept right past.
Yep.
Probably had a general idea of what my disposition was going
to
be.
Well, he knew what you were trying to do.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. I mean, just so locked in. We were on the stage yesterday. I could feel a glare from the side.
Well, AU wasn't going fast enough.
He was not going fast enough.
Oh, is that the guy with the questions?
Yeah.
Couldn't hear the questions.
But that wasn't his fault.
That wasn't his fault. I agree.
That's somebody else's issue. But
Ike asked for a selfie in the middle of the live taping of the broadcast.
That's fine.
That totally never crossed my mind that we were recording.
Yeah. I can tell.
Never crossed my mind.
I can tell.
It's going to be a funny moment when we get the video.
And by the way, the photo of the painting of Ike looked nothing like Ike.
Dude, well, it was James Bradbury.
I mean, give Abby a. She had to do a lot of art.
She did.
Well, that picture didn't look like you either.
Yeah, no, but closer to me than you.
Yeah, I would agree with that, yes.
Looks like James Bradbury.
I give her credit. So she's been working. Abby's been working with us for like 5 years or something.
Yeah.
And she actually just showed up to a lottery party with a drawing of me and Mike. And I was like, oh, we should hire you. And we did it. I asked her to draw. It's not many artists that you can go twice a week, draw this guy doing this, doing this. So she does her best. Most of her art comes from her mind, not drawing like actual
people.
It's
how she sees it.
It's how she sees it, yeah. Okay. So on to the Lottery Party Spike. I give credit to – so Rich is this guy that works at Underground Arts. He was there working last night. Rich has a beard. You probably recognize him. Rich knows me very well, and Rich knows what to hide from me. So one thing I was very worried about last night – was ESPN actually getting up on the screen when we needed it. Because I've been at so many events where we go to put a game on the screen and they're like, oh, we don't have that channel. So three times in the lead up, I asked, are we okay with ESPN?
Good, yeah.
And then I went up to Rich and I was like, I can't bother them anymore. Can you make sure we're good with ESPN? I talked to Rich today. He goes, as it turns out, 2 minutes before doors, we were not okay with ESPN. I never told you.
Right.
And he was like, it got up on the screen. So yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
I'm intense about those things.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was a big deal.
Someone's
got to be serious about
it. And my producer, CJ, had to deal with all the stuff I couldn't deal with because I was doing the show. He did a good
CJ
job.
CJ had a proper level of frantic.
Yes,
I was
for me.
Looking at him,
yep.
Like, I know that face.
Yep, yep.
I know that face.
He got it all done, though.
Yeah. And Morgenstein, how was our good friend, Justin?
He's going to get paid. I think he only screwed up once.
You didn't withhold his pay?
No. I think he screwed up once, and it was an important time. I do the, well, I might as well.
Yeah,
you know.
Bury him, yeah.
And CJ will take this out, I'm sure. But I say a phrase to start the podcast, and then there's a video and song that goes along with it. And the video starts, no song. So he had to stop it and start it again about 7 seconds into it. I think I said out loud, no audio. But that might have not have even been his fault.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he's blaming the audio guys for that one.
Oh, really? The guys that get paid to do it every day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This hour is sponsored by Guy to Dornwindow. It could have been their fault. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. By the way, a thank you to Justin, everybody at Franklin Music Hall for putting on that event yesterday, Cindy for being a great VIP coordinator.
Cindy Lou!
You guys for dealing with me all day and then coming up on stage, and to the lottery gods for saving our live podcast, because if the Sixers had not gotten that pick,
yeah,
oh, I don't know how that pod would have gone, honestly.
Yeah. That's why I said the basketball gods, they were with us yesterday. They just weren't fully committed to what our agenda was, but they made sure that it wasn't ruined by the pick coming too early.
Yep.
The build up with every pick, I thought that was great.
It was incredible.
I can't wait to see the video. I thought it was awesome.
I didn't realize
it was going to be a video. Now I can't
wait
to see it.
Oh yeah, you're all over it.
Yeah, professionally shot. Oh yeah, you should
running
see
running up and down the stage.
Some of the amateur videos online, yeah. Seeing you just lapping the stage during it was incredible.
I was excited. Yes.
Yep. Everybody did a great job. I thought, yeah. And the one thing that I thought helped everyone, that helped me, we had one of our listeners, we call him Professor Jack now, he wanted to do an explainer for everyone before the lottery about here's what you have to worry about.
Yeah.
And I actually think, because Kevin Negandhi, I think, scared everybody on the broadcast saying we didn't get our pick.
I heard that.
But we all knew to just, you know, in 8, 9, 8, and 7, as long as we don't see the Thunder, we're okay.
Yes.
So, and we were okay.
Yeah, come on, Negandhi.
Yeah, come on, Negandhi.
Yeah, you can't be a Philly guy and screw that up.
Yeah, come on. 215-592-9494. Neil in Palm. You're on WIP. What's up, Neil?
Neil in Palm.
He's in Palm.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Long
time
caller or long time listener. First time I'm calling the afternoon show.
Okay.
Enjoy the show.
You going to call us jerks?
I was just going to say that last caller. So he started out by saying, "Would you teach your kids to cheat?" And I'd like to ask him, does he teach his kids to call people jerks?
That's a good question.
Opinion, you know?
That's a good question. Yep.
So about the Sixers, I'm kind of like, I'll believe it when I see it. Markelle Fultz forgot how to shoot. Ben Simmons was not willing to shoot. Joel Embiid either out of shape or hurt.
Yep.
There's hope, but like I said, I'll believe it when I see it. I'm not a hardcore basketball guy. I'm more live and die with the Eagles and the Phillies, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you to believe it. I don't think anyone is saying that this is definitely going to be great, but I think we are a fan base who needed a little jolt of hope to think that this was the worst season I can remember for the Sixers. There have been worse teams, but this is the worst season. And for the result of that season to be a top three pick in the draft, you know, it was right around three quarters of the way through the season that they were like, all right, we're losing games. And there was still a 35% chance we didn't even get the pick. So to not only get the pick, but to go from 5 to 3, I think it just felt good, and it gives me a little bit of hope. And I think when you have that's why people love backup quarterbacks, because they're the unknown, right?
Yeah,
they could
not scarred yet,
right? You know, the thing that you're not watching every game might be better than the thing that you are. And the idea of a number three pick, a young player, a great young player, I think is exciting. The possibilities are exciting.
Certainly better than not getting a lottery pick, right?
There you go.
Sometimes I just feel like they could draft Superman and he would forget how to fly.
Well, look, we've...
Nice.
I hadn't heard that one before.
That's a good one.
Well, and Neil, you didn't even name half of the things that have happened over the last 12 years. So, for next question, it's Dennis Rodman's birthday. For next question today, we're asking people for somebody who's out there. Who do you have?
So does this person need to still be living?
No.
No.
Nope.
All right. So I was going to say an actor, but because this question was sparked by Dennis Rodman's birthday, I figured I'd stay within the sports realm.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking of Mark the Bird Fidrich.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Mark.
Yeah, he was a weirdo. He was the one that jumped over the foul line. Right? Didn't he do that?
Most pitchers do that.
No, that who was the guy on the Cubs who was weird about that? Mark Fidrich, I remember being weird, but what did he do?
Yeah,
that
he
was
used
weird?
To talk to the baseball.
Yeah, he was
That's
crazy on the mound.
Right.
Yeah.
He talked to the baseball.
He did.
Yeah,
he did. Kind of, like Romano actually reminds me a little bit of him.
Romano's got a little of that.
Yeah.
He's out there talking.
Well, yeah. Oh yeah.
Not, like, I don't think I paid attention.
Not like
to
the baseball, but he'll be like, nah. like you'll see him talking
to
himself.
To
which some pitchers do, like Strom does it all the time. Strom yells into his glove all the time, but Romano does it in kind of like the Fidrich kind of way.
The weird Cubs pitcher I remember is Turk Wendell.
Yeah. First off, Spike, you don't disrespect the line, so of course you jump over the line.
Well, but he like maybe spun when he jumped over the line. He was a weirdo. He was a weirdo.
God, baseball's the best.
Yep, a lot of weirdos in baseball. Speaking of weirdos, not this guy, Herb in the Northeast. You're on WIP.
Your producer just told me that Pete Rose they lifted the ban.
They did? What do you think about that, Herb?
I'm elated, if that's the truth. I'm elated. It's finally happening. I knew something would happen eventually once he passed away, but. Pete was one of the greatest Cincinnati Red and Philadelphia Phillies. And to this day, Mike Schmidt, Greg Luzinski, Gary Maddux, the whole crew will tell you that the reason they won in 1980 was we finally got Pete Rose. We finally got Pete Rose a year before, signed the contract. The Pirates beat us in 79, and then we put it all together in 1980. Dallas Green, may rest in peace. And we won that world championship. If that's what it is, it's great, because Stan Hockman, who worked over there for the Daily News, used to come by my store downtown and talk about, we used to talk about Pete, and we talked about when are the Phillies going to make it to the World Series. And he said, when they sign Pete Rose in the next couple months, I guarantee you the Phillies will be in the World Series and they're going to win one.
Mm-hmm. And they did it.
And they did it.
He was absolutely right,
yeah.
Stan Hockman.
And then they went to another World Series a few years later.
Yeah, well, you know.
With more old Reds.
You know, I had a chain.
Yes, the Wheeze Kids.
80, it was set on the chain, 80 and 08.
Huh? On my gold chain. That's when they won the World Series. On his gold chain.
Yeah.
Now oh, yeah, two of them. Yeah, 80 and 08.
Yeah, come on.
Now we got to win one in 25.
Come on,
Ike, lock in. 25.
Hey, why are you not?
How many chains do you have?
Oh, he's definitely
I just finished this game. We just finished the game over here.
Doesn't even care what you
I got to play baseball today. It's been raining
we were
all
out
day.
In the rain.
Who won? Who won, Herb?
Academy Tycone Charter was a playoff game.
Mm.
They played Franklin Learning Center. That's SLA.
Are you a golfer, Herb? I notice you're not here at the Surfside Invitational. Do you play golf?
No, I don't golf.
Nah, yeah, he's not a golfer.
Could you if you wanted to? Like, could you be good at it?
I probably could do it, you know, but I never tried, you know.
Yeah.
I hit a few down in Orlando.
Oh, there you
at
go.
At this golf course where Tiger Woods used to play.
Oh, of course.
When is your trip to Colombia?
Coming up soon, brother, a few weeks.
When do you leave?
23, the January 2nd.
January 2nd?
Yeah. Coming up.
That's
like nine
that's more
away.
Than a few weeks away.
Yeah.
No.
Well, three weeks. What is it?
No, it's May.
January 2nd. Herb, it's May 13th.
Does he mean June 2nd?
June?
June the 2nd, 19 days, brother.
He acted like he didn't just say January.
And my birthday's in 10 days, bro.
What's that, February? February 9th?
No, May 23rd is my birthday, dude. You
know? 70 this year, Herb?
7-0, brother.
Wow.
Hey,
70?
Let the big dog eat.
Mike Schmidt's got me by a few years there.
You got to get you got to get a chain that says 70, too. So you have one that says 70, one that says 80, one that says 80.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
What about the Eagles
chains? I'm working on it.
Yeah, what about an Eagles chain? Now, would it say 17 and 24 or would it say 18 and 25?
That's a good question. Yeah. I would do 17 and 24.
Yeah, I think so.
What do you got? What do you got on the? He broke his leg. He's done. He had surgery today. He's.
Somebody's talking about
Tatum. Didn't break his leg.
I'm predicting right now. I was going to tell you yesterday when I was on or the other day.
This is a good.
It's going to be the Knicks and the Minnesota Timberwolves for the NBA championship. That's my prediction.
All right.
Well, that'll be an ugly. That'll be a very 1992 looking series. I'll tell you that. Those are two teams that play ugly and slow.
So where are you at? The golf course? Or
yeah.
Something?
Yeah. Just talking
to you. Yeah.
They have this tournament every year in May.
Right.
Yeah.
And where's the tournament at? Where are you at now?
Ramblewood.
Ramblewood Country Club.
Oh, it's I know.
A Jaws Ramblewood. Course.
Yeah.
Jaws owns that place.
Yeah, do you know Jaws?
Of course I know Jaws.
Can we give him your number?
Give it to him anytime. I got to go pay him a visit down at the other place.
That sounds like a threat.
Yep.
A new one.
Does he owe you something?
No, you don't owe me nothing, but okay. I want to go see him.
How do you know Jaws?
I used to hang out down at the at his bar down there at the
Valley
Bar. And I used to take the judge down there a few times.
The judge?
Not judge.
Yeah, the judge that I used to work with. You know, what do they call that? It was a golf course, and he had the restaurant bar and all that. I can't remember the name of it because I'm
sounds like every
wet,
Jaws like
soaking wet right now coming from this game.
All right.
I got to go get a shower.
Get you something to eat.
Yeah.
Sit back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna go
take your little power nap. Yeah. Take a power nap.
Today is Tuesday. Yeah. Chinese place is closed. I go to the diner, I think, tonight.
All right.
I'm trying to think of that name that Jaws had that place.
You'll think of it. Yeah.
He sold it down in Deptford. He sold it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
He sold it.
All right, Herb.
You know who was in there one time?
Doesn't care.
Ike Reese.
Was I
from
who?
From the Giants.
Who?
Your linebacker. Crazy.
Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah, he was down there when I was there. Yeah.
Antonio
LT?
Pierce?
Yeah, LT was there.
Wow.
Man.
All right, Herb, we got to go.
All right, Herb.
LT, man.
All right.
Don't mess with LT.
Yeah. All right, we got to go. LT.
All right, Herb.
What are you doing?
All right, later.
He does not take the okay then social cue very well.
All right, Herb.
He's still there.
Yep.
He's still thinking of that Jaws place.
Yep.
Next call, he'll bring it up.
I'm going January 19th. In a few weeks. All right.
He's out of control.
It's like, no, it's in 19 days.
No Phil's game tonight. It has rained out, so you get a little more WIP afternoon show than you normally would. We'll have that coming up for you. We are at the Surfside Invitational Ramblewood Country Club, like we just told Herb. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. And thanks, Mike and Fritz. Nobody here at the Surfside Invitational sing along with us.
Not even this guy.
There's
one guy I thought we had.
Disappointed that Hugh didn't sing with us.
Yep.
Oh,
here we go.
There it is.
The delegation's still not happy with Creed. No. Nope.
So we're inside the bar restaurant here at Ramblewood, but I think if we had sung, there's another Surfside Party in the outside, I think we could have gotten to sing along.
Oh, dude, we'd have had the whole group out there.
Yeah.
They all would have been
singing. Oh, yeah.
We should have told them to come in.
I mean, they're
outside having a good time.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. The eternal sports radio question, do you think Pete Rose should be allowed in the Hall of Fame? Ike, what do you think the poll is at?
Ooh. I think most people think yes. So I'll go with, let's say, 64%.
79%, yes.
Damn. Wow. Even more, 79%.
Yep.
Wow.
Back when I worked with Kid Chris, he used to joke every once in a while. He would go, all right, let's do a sports radio show. Pete Rose, in or out of the Hall of Fame?
That was a great question back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Every summer. It's a sports radio was built on.
Yep, yep. I would go to the phones, but I can't.
Oh, all right.
Nah, it's just been logging me out every once in a while.
Right on time.
I'm getting back in there.
There we go.
There it is.
In the studio tomorrow. Just kidding. Never allowed back in.
Oh, yeah. We're not in the studio tomorrow either.
No, sure aren't. Yeah.
Thursday?
Oh, we're not in the studio tomorrow.
No, because we're at the Phil's remote game.
Yep, another Phil's game. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Full week away.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Well, it's not Spike Eskin's WIP anymore.
there it is. There it is.
Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, what up, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, man, put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? Like, damn. Like, you want to beat the guy? Man, God damn. Like, you want to hold a man accountable for years? Like, man was a great baseball player. That guy called up earlier, arguing Ike. You know what I mean? Some of you cheated. Listen, let me tell you something, man. You ain't trying if you ain't cheating, okay? And sometimes you got to cheat in life. That's just the bottom line.
what a statement. Yeah.
Just challenge. I'll hold it in thou. Like, come on, man. The guy was a great baseball player, okay? He gambled on the sport that he played. Man is dead. He should be in the Hall of Fame. Simple as that. Now, number three pick in the draft, right?
I'm going to tell you. I almost got
scared yesterday. My heart dropped when they said, the Sixers lost their pick. They made a mistake. I said, what the hell?
Kevin Nagandi. Kevin Nagandi.
The hell is wrong with him scaring me like that, man? So we made it to the commercial. I'm like, oh, man, we might get this. But I'm glad where we at. The number three pick in the draft, Ace Bailey, is going to be the best player in this draft. And you guys hear what I'm saying to you, right? This guy has an upside, a tremendous back in on the Sixers. If they do the right thing to pick, if Daryl Morey can mess it up. And you got guys calling if I trade the pick away? Did we work so hard to get this pick? Are we going to trade it away? No. It is stud coming out of college at Rutgers. Ace Bailey, his upside is through the roof. He's going to be the best player in his draft. He's 6'10". He's a wing player. He can shoot the basketball. He can score. And he can play defense, get out of transition. The guy is going to be a great player. And I tell you, he's right there for the taking at three. Mm-hmm. I mean, the basketball guys couldn't have been even better for us, man. They set it up perfectly for us because we got number one. We're the pick Cooper Flagg, who's not going to be the best player in this draft. Ace Bailey is going to be the best player in this draft. Kevin Durant-ish. You know what I mean?
He is.
You and Elliot. How does that make you feel?
Chuck, he is nothing like Kevin Durant.
I don't know if he's
going to be the best player in the draft. I have no idea, honestly, but, like, he's not like Kevin Durant. He's tall and skinny.
Kevin Durant can get a shot off
whenever he wants. Ace Bailey cannot.
This dude, all right, listen. I mean, I'm not going to say Kevin Durant is right now, but he can grow into that. This guy has a 7-foot wingspan, Spike, and he's athletic. He's your Shai Gilgeous. He's your Brandon Ingram. You know what I mean? He's that type of player with a higher upside than those guys. You know what I mean? And he has that type of Brandon Ingram had pretty high upside.
Yeah.
He's 18 years old, man. This guy is going to be the best player in this draft. We can revisit this 2 years later. One thing I do know about you, coming to me about baseball, I know basketball. And this guy right here, he's the real deal. And we better pick him at three, because if you trade out the pick to go get an old-ass Giannis, I'm back to 76, I'm saying right now. You know what I mean? Because Daryl Morey can mess this up, because he's trying to save jobs, too. You got to keep him on, too. Might not have time to see this guy develop. I'm willing to wait. That's how great this player will be. I'm willing to wait at least 2-3 years to see this kid develop into something special.
Two or three years is a long time.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't listen. Right. We're not winning the championship anyway with Joel.
Okay.
That has shipped. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if he's here or not. He's not healthy enough to win a championship.
That sale has shipped.
I'll wait 2 to 3 years, Spike. 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
This guy develops into a great player. And then now we off and rolling. I don't care because I know we haven't won this long. So why not another 2-3 years would be okay to watch this kid develop into something special. I'm telling you, the Sixers going to be back if they do the right thing with this pick.
Okay, Chuck.
All right.
For next question, give us somebody who's out there.
See, I was torn between two people. I'm going to say one, Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke's pretty out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Loved him in The Wrestler.
He was awesome in The Wrestler. He was.
I might watch that tonight.
That's a pretty depressing movie to just decide to watch one night.
Yeah, I know, but
it's rainy.
It's a good one.
Yeah, Marissa Tomei.
You need to tell us something.
A plus.
Like, having a tough day. A guy called him a jerk.
Yeah.
He's gonna watch The Wrestler to get over it.
215.
Oh, by the way, he called you a jerk, too.
Yeah, but
all three of
them. Yeah, I just happened to speak up.
Yeah. Well,
I wanted to do it before Spike ripped his head off.
Yeah.
Well, I.
Much more classy the way you did it.
Yes. I was so taken aback by you're a jerk, you're a jerk, you're a jerk. I thought he was kidding.
I thought he was kidding, too.
Yeah. OG Wade, I'm sure, has something
speaking of.
Great. Yeah, speaking of jerks. What's up, OG?
Oh. A jerk now, okay.
No. Wow. The poor me's.
Call me a name.
Hey, listen. Let me do this here. First of all, I want to congratulate my young buck.
Thank you.
Nell Rock. You know what I'm saying? And I gave Nell Rock his first car.
Who is Nell Rock?
Who?
Jameer Nelson, man. Jameer Nelson.
Oh, okay.
Nell Rock.
Okay.
Yeah, I coached him, young buck. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah, I had a.
No, this is a real OG Wade story.
Yeah, I'm like, is this a real story, or are you just pulling our leg? Yeah.
No. This is real talk.
Okay.
You know, I used to be a basketball coach, football player, man. I did it all, man. I'm telling you. You know what I mean? I ain't always been a gangster, man. You know what I'm saying? Did my little thing. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I do want to congratulate that young man. He's a hell of a father, like, you know, his coach did say that. He's definitely a pillar in our community, you know. So to have him here home, you know, homebound, happy about that, happy for his family, you know, and, you know, wish him the best with this organization. Okay. Now, hey, you said something earlier about Jalen not being interesting person.
Yes. Here we go.
Ike said that.
Yeah. How are we going to make him the most interesting man alive, yeah. OG?
No. My thing is the man's story itself. Is interesting, you know, and then to be able to come from where he came from and the adversity he's been through, and then to be on a Hall of Fame path right now.
That's not what I was talking about.
Yeah. I heard you.
But that's not what I was. When I said he wasn't interesting, I mean that he doesn't say things that draws people to him. It's actually a compliment that he keeps things boring. That's the way he wants them.
Okay.
I don't mean his path
to. You just made it clear. I was wrong. Okay. Maybe you should have made it clear because you had the OG theme in it all.
The back went right up.
You know,
all the adversity.
Listen, everything about Jalen isn't a personal attack, right?
Listen,
you don't have to be offended. And when I say it, you definitely don't have to be offended. I'm pro Jalen.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, that's good.
He doesn't buy that for a second.
What is wrong with him, man?
We need Spike. Spike, you need to come on board because, you know, that plane that you was on, that joint is sunk. You know what I mean? It's all in the river now. You know,
you need to come on board.
Well, you need to be a Jalen Hurts fan is what I'm talking about. You heard what I said.
I call things like I see them.
Yeah, my ass.
See Jalen Hurts making them throws, huh? You know, the best throw in
a couple games
was his throw to Devonta Smith in that Jaguars game.
A little underthrown. Did you just say the best throw in all of football?
A little underthrown.
We need a hop, skip, and a jump to throw it down the field.
Over a man.
A little underthrown.
You know, that was the best throw of all quarterbacks.
In the history of football.
Yeah.
In the history of football game.
Yeah.
Wide open receiver downfield.
Wobbly underthrown ball.
Oh, he wasn't wide open. Oh, no, he was not. Oh, they was on him. Oh, yeah, he was on him. You know what I'm saying?
Are you talking about the dagger right now?
Yeah. No, I ain't talking about no dagger.
Hey,
about
the Bengals
throw. I'm talking about the Jacksonville Jaguar game.
Oh, would you stop it?
I can't even remember that.
Yard pass.
Yeah.
I can't remember that game.
Sure
I can't remember.
It was so long ago.
Yeah, because you know how great it was. That's why you can't remember.
All right,
you know?
Enough out of you.
Yeah.
Who's out there? OG Wade is. Okay. Thank you, OG. There
best throw in the history of the game.
Yep. This guy.
I love him.
Jack, why don't you tell everybody about our friends at National Appliance?
You want to talk about the best in the game.
The best.
Never on Fraud Watch.
Never.
That's National Appliance Warehouse. I mean, the whole Eskin family. They're just all they do is go to National Appliance Warehouse.
I sent my mom there.
I know.
She sent me a text on the way home. We got a fridge. She really did. We were at breakfast. She was like, I need a fridge. I was like, we were down the road on 202. We're having breakfast.
Yeah.
I was like, right down the road.
Don't have to go that far.
Tax-free Delaware.
Yeah, and when she walked in, she didn't pull the move that her son pulled, which was only two appliance choices.
No.
She wanted the whole gambit.
She did.
And she's in luck because there's over 100 brands at National Appliance Warehouse from Sub-Zero to Budget. They have whatever you need in their 15,000-square-foot showroom down there in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware.
My contractor loves National Appliance Warehouse.
I know.
Just wanted to let you know that.
That's what we do. That's what we do. And there's a lot of things that set National Appliance Warehouse apart. Obviously, we just mentioned you're going to get the right appliance. But on top of that, you're going to get a great experience. You walk in there, you truly feel like you're a part of their family. They're knowledgeable. They're there to take care of you. Their culture is unmatched in the industry. And on top of that, you are going to get the best price possible. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. So get to National Appliance Warehouse today. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Thomas.
Chewy. Oh, it's not.
No. Five minutes.
Yeah. Thomas and Broomall, you're on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, guys? The NBA draft. Like 2017, we were pick three.
Yep.
We traded it for Fultz. So I look at this draft, not saying that we're getting Jason Tatum or anything, but just like the history, where we have the third pick this year. Just hoping it, you know, pans out better than it did when we had Fultz, like this Bailey guy. I definitely think they'll probably choose him at three. I don't feel the whole, you know, trading the third pick in Maxey for the first pick in Flag.
I don't think that'll happen. I wouldn't be so locked in on. I don't think Ace Bailey. I think
lock.
Yeah, I think like 3 months ago or 4 months ago, we would have seen them as 1, 2, 3. I think now, I don't think Bailey is a – I don't think people look at him as a significant step over the few other guys that they could take there. So,
really?
Yeah, I don't see him as – I think there's a few different options they could have there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I like Maxey on this team. You know what you're getting. I don't think he turns the ball over much, right? I know he's not an all-star caliber, but you know what you're getting from Maxey.
He's made an all-star team.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then the other thing, too, like off-topic. So I saw that Mike Schmidt thing for Phillies. I saw that Mike Schmidt documentary, and, you know, Alec Boehm, he plays third base, too, and how, like, when he first came out, it's like, I hate this blanking place.
Yeah.
Like, with you being an athlete, you know, there's different personalities in the league, like being hard-headed or whatever, or if you ever had those tests where you took a test and it told you what kind of movie lover you are. In a locker room, like, how is it when you're dealing with all those personalities, and if you can be like, hey, this guy is a left fielder, his personality, you can kind of tell the type of person a person is just by their position on a team. More, would you think that's just random?
Yeah, like, what do you think?
I would actually find that to be harder in baseball. In football, you can sort of do that at times.
Yeah.
Football, you can be like, oh, yeah.
Wide receivers are
divas. Wide receiver, yes. You can do that in football. So, yeah, I don't find it to be too uncommon. It's not spot on, but those type of, I guess, characterizations get thrown out there in football. I don't know about that in baseball as much. I don't know how you would quantify a guy in baseball. Like,
well, Roland didn't like it here either. So, Boehm,
yeah,
Roland,
is it,
Schmidt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it with that?
Yeah.
I forgot about
and then one
Roman,
last
yeah.
thing. One last thing, like, so if you're you know, making up a team, like you're doing like fantasy and stuff, mm-hmm. what would you think is more important, getting the best point guard and the best center, like, you know, or a shooting guard like you had Kobe and Shaq? Is that bigger on a team than having the best point guard and shooting guard? Or, like, how would you do that? Like, how, like, from first to fifth, with, like, the best players at the positions, what are you looking at first?
You know what? You got to have a point guard because they handle the ball as much as they do. He certainly needs to have the ability to get his own shot score, sort of the Jalen Brunson type of guard. And then, I mean, we're in 2025, so the big man I don't worry about as much. I like, give me a wing. Give me a 6'7", 6'8" wing.
Give me five of those guys.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like sometimes when you're playing the Celtics.
Yeah.
Is they have every guy is 6'5" to 6'8".
Porzingis is the only one who stands out.
And Horford. Porzingis and Horford.
And even Horford is what?
Yeah, he's 6'8", 6'9".
Yeah, like he's not, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I like those type of players for today's game. And that's why, I mean, a Bailey kid is 6'10", so he's certainly, from a build standpoint, is a lot different than what we have already on the team. I just don't want to get, although I wouldn't pass on the guy, another 6'5 guard, 6'4 guard.
6'6".
6'6".
6'7".
6'6" lefty.
Yeah, Harper.
Is Harper a lefty?
Yeah. He is. Yeah.
He's crafty. He reminds me of Harden.
He's a little hardening. Now, that team was
a little Ginobili as well.
Yeah, that team was so bad, he did a lot.
He did a lot, yeah.
But it also feels like with Bailey, he'd either score like 37 or he'd disappear. I don't know. Like, Phil Martelli was talking to us about how he dominated.
Yeah.
Like not always.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He has all the talent in the world, but might not put it all together all the time.
I don't know about all the talent in the world. I don't know. You would think a guy his size would just raise up over people like Durant does, and he doesn't.
I know. That's the issue. That's where you go from he could be Durant or he could be Rudy Gay.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Could be Kevin Knox.
I mean, by the way, yeah, as long as he's not Kevin Knox.
Kevin Knox. Rudy Gay had a pretty good career.
Rudy Gay is not bad to have, yes.
Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Ah, Ace Bailey seeing Elliot endorse him.
Got to be the weakest endorsement in the industry.
If for an NBA guy, yeah, I think so.
Noah Vonleh would like his career back.
Yeah, poor Noah Vonleh.
He's never getting over that one.
No, yeah. Elliot doesn't run from that one though.
Like, no, you're right. He doesn't.
He doesn't deny it. Yeah. What's next?
I actually needed new tires anyway. It's cool. Spike if Daryl Morey slashed his tires.
Not true.
Wow.
I disagree.
Simply not true.
I disagree.
Simply not true.
I actually needed new tires anyway.
Thanks, Daryl.
Simply not true. Jack gave up on the Phillies 3 weeks ago. What's next?
Great next question today. We're probably being too literal about this, but something that is definitely out there is us. Ike's underwear pulled over his sweater.
Oh.
Didn't even see it coming. And a year and a half
old
Joe.
Yep.
A year. And now we might have to retire the spike wrinkled shirts at a golf.
Yeah, well, I've represented well the last couple of times.
Gotta give him credit.
Yeah.
What's next?
Join Elliot Shore Parks for the daily Go Birds podcast, where his motto is, I do a daily podcast, and I can still take care of my body. Except in cases of rain, wind, birds pooping out and catching a cold from eating a turkey sandwich and screenings of Back to the Future. Mike in Havertown.
I forgot about the bird pooping.
The bird pooping, that's pretty good.
That's my favorite. That's my second favorite Elliot story in the last year. My favorite is still him buttoning Saquon's shirt in the locker room.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And it was, he said it was slippery button.
Yeah, and shaking and sweating and couldn't do it.
Yeah.
What's next?
My Cincinnati Mount Rushmore is Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Johnny Bench. Pete Rose didn't make it because I wanted three from one team. Elliot in South Philly.
That's a good one.
T. Higgins made it?
Didn't play his whole career in Cincinnati. That's why Pete Rose is not on the Cincinnati Hall of Fame.
Well, thank you to Surfside.
Yes.
And Ramblewood. Surfside, remember, 2 grams of sugar, 100 calories, no bubbles. And Ramblewood for having us out for the Surfside Invitational. It was another great time. Rain couldn't stop it. And, you know, when you can't stop and won't stop.
That's right.
Yep. Or you certainly want an opportunity to can't stop and won't stop.
Yeah.
Blue Chew.
Keep going.
We're going to say this real low. This is a family over there.
There's a lot of families.
Well, you know how that family gets made.
Oh, you just killed me.
Yeah. Don't even look. Just look at Tucker.
No, don't look at Tucker. That's like, but you know, Blue Chew will even work if you're staring at Tucker.
Yeah. It's that effective.
Yes. Yep. It is.
And it's chewable.
Keep it moving.
Yeah.
It is chewable. Look.
No tariffs.
Man, yeah, don't skip ahead. You go to BlueChew.com.
Yes.
So you can perform at your very best.
Yes.
In the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. That was the creepiest way
well,
to ever sorry. In the bedroom. Yeah,
well, I'm trying to. There's family over there.
Yeah.
Look, it is the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis and Levitra and Staxin, but as Jack mentioned, it's chewable, so no pill to swallow, and free. Free for the first month on us here at the WIP Afternoon Show. You just have to use the code 94 when you go to bluechew.com. And you may ask us, WIP Afternoon Show, am I going to have to go to the doctor? No. No doctor visit. And you may ask us, am I going to have to wait in line at the pharmacy?
Nope.
And you may ask us, am I going to have to pay more because it's made outside the United States of America?
Nope.
No. No. And you're going to, and here's one thing we'll say yes to. Am I going to perform to the top of my capability?
You will.
You will. So go to bluechew.com. Use code 94 for your first month free on us. You only pay for the shipping. And then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it. Do it.